I call a meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone had a chance to read their minutes from last month's meeting. Any additions or deletions as written? I'll accept the motion to accept them as written.
I'll make a motion to.
Don? A second? Chris?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Okay, highway.
A few things. When the insurance guy come around for his audit, after we changed, I'm sure he said something to you about signs and this and that. I have a few complaints anyway from EMS that there was something I couldn't read. Haven't did them all yet, but the list, quite a few, I need $2,500 worth of signs.
Yeah, they were big into signs.
But there's a lot, that's more road names and like bridge markers. Like Lambert Road, there's there's cement culverts and there's no markers where it comes in close to the road. More safety issue. We've got quite a few of the curb signs and everything else, but.
Are we responsible for the bridges or is that the county? They replaced the bridges.
The major bridges, they got, a lot of these are our smaller, like your big pipes that are actually ours. If there's small pieces of guardrail there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we gotta have them.
Between my account and the general account, technically it's safety, so find a way to make it happen one way or the other, or don't.
We'll have to check on it, see. We can only do so much with them. Once it's in the budget. Yeah, I'll check on it.
I should have enough reserve that it's gotta come out, comes out. Safety wise, I think it's gotta get approved from you guys first.
Okay.
I don't know what your feeling is.
Well, I don't know, any.
Sounds like it's something we have to do.
Yeah, I met with the guy after, I met with him and yeah, he was.
I mean, these are the ones that are, you can't see anything borderline, I didn't even mark down yet.
So does this change every sign or just?
No, there's ones that are missing. There's some that are shot up that you can't even read. A lot of the street name signs, you can't read them or they're not there. And that's, the EMS side is pushing on that because there's so many different drivers that are looking for the road sign name.
I mean, it should, road should be warranted.
Motion that.
Chris made a motion to go ahead and upgrade the signs.
I'll start the motion.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry.
The tire roundup we did back in June.
Yeah.
We ended up filling two trailers. The soil and water ended up, the agreement was with the second trailer to get rid of our tires at the shop. We were going to pay half. They ended up paying the whole thing.
Good.
So.
That's half the sign.
Yeah.
I think we made up a.
Yep, we redid. We made a real wall.
Got the estimate, fixed the generator and the weatherhead.
Now that's gonna include fixing the generator too, for that.
No. He thinks he can. That was basically just getting it so we can shut the power off.
Get the shut, yeah, get it fixed. So that's just to get the shut off.
You gotta get it. He said you're gonna need a new meter box, all the weatherhead. Weatherhead's cracked now. And the main disconnect.
And that's what this is for, this estimate.
Yep. You can't get the generator worked on until.
Until you do that.
This is put in.
Right, right. Nobody will touch it unless there's a cutoff to shut the power off.
Yeah.
Is that at the pole, Chris?
Yep.
Because that, switch, the transfer switch, that doesn't count?
That's what's broke right now.
You gotta get to the transfer.
And he suggested checking the other two places just before something happens, the one here and the cans. Because technically, he said, the way this one, because we were talking, I said, same guy put them all in. He said, if it was put in all the same, if you have an issue, chances are there's not a disconnect on the end of it.
Right.
So for budget purposes or just looking down the road, if there is a problem with this one.
Right.
This one's a lot more critical than mine or station two, but.
I think there is a disconnect here, isn't there? Doesn't it snap on and the generator gets on?
Yeah, that's an automatic transfer.
Yeah, they just transfer the power.
The power stays in that box.
Yeah, the
power comes in from here and there's light power in it all the time. That's why 400 volts, they won't touch.
There might be a disconnect on the pole on this one.
Might have been from years ago. That's why I said this one might. That's just something else he.
Right, well, I think we just concentrate on getting this one going for now.
Yeah, nothing to do now.
Check into the others, yeah. Yeah.
Just so everybody else knows, we should look into that and make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't pay the sales tax either, so. We don't pay the sales tax.
No.
But, I mean, the thing doesn't work the way it is.
Are there any other electrical places we could check with?
Jamie and Jim did one, but they can't. They're so busy, they don't even have time to get here to do it.
And I talked to the guy that works on the generator and he said the same thing. He won't touch it unless there's a cutoff switch to get the power off. So, and then, yeah.
They were supposed to get an estimate, but I haven't gotten one.
Yeah, I don't know who else, so.
But if we have a power outage during a snowstorm, that's gonna be a huge problem.
Right. I mean, we should get another estimate just to make sure, but.
Was that BGR power? Was it, are they the ones that saw that build general repair?
Are they the ones that put that in?
That's BGR, that's Bill's. They were supposed to get an estimate, but.
They haven't come back? They should get more than one quote.
Yeah, we should get more than one quote, make sure that we're, you know, the state requires it, so. Yeah, and we call them again and see if they can.
Is that close to generators?
And I'll see if Jamie will give us out and even if they can't do it.
Yeah, we can get even an estimate. Make sure they're on the money.
On to the paving. You would approve that extra CHIPS money I got back last fall. I'm just double checking to make sure it's still okay to spend them.
Yeah, that's what it's for, paid. Yeah.
Well, the extra that came back was got put into the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
The regular CHIPS money's spent.
Right, but you'll get it back. You'll get it back in November.
And right now, there's still $140,000 available from the government.
Yeah, if you guys, if you can do, get the time to do it.
I got some prices on pickups. They do the same leasing deal as we did with the last plow truck. You go 3, 4, or 5 years. The 2 150s we got are very poor condition.
Yeah, I don't foresee us being able to get a truck this year. The money's just way too tight. You got this generator needs to be fixed, and you know, you got some other stuff. My personal feeling is, by the way, I think we should, you know, work it out till next year, see what comes, because even at leasing it, I mean, you already got a truck payment coming out.
That's my thing. $5,000 fixing two Revs. We spend $5,000 and fix them.
Well, it's cheaper than 40.
Can you get them both, or can you just fix one of them for now? You could buy. Fix the one.
Four wheel drive don't work in either one. Ball joints are shot in one. Basically, a complete front end and one set. The other one is, they're loose, but they're not totaled.
How many miles on those trucks?
80, right around 80,000.
So what do you use them mostly, just to run for stuff? And
yeah, since we got my one done, that they had been towing the trailers, and basically that's how.
Really not big enough to pull a trailer.
No, I don't recommend buying a 150.
Right.
A lot cheaper, but
yeah, you got a lot more truck there too.
You don't have any more single axles up there that you can pull those trailers with?
I'm waiting down in Plattsburgh. The one we got, the floor drawers made out, we can't even push a clutch in. The chip truck that we used to have down in Plattsburgh, they got one they had for a water truck. They've been going. Their board wants them to put it on Auction International. It's been going for $1,000-1,500 older single axle. This is in real good shape. But you gotta wait for them to put it on, see what it goes for, and get with a few of you to see. Basically, they decline all bids and you pay $1 more than what it's sold for. Mm-hmm. That's what we're gonna do, is pick that one up. That's what the thought process is right now. So, because right now we don't have chip trucks. We're borrowing Town Chattagay's, kind of on payback from the paving and stuff we did. We've used their chipper, way nicer unit than what we got. But.
Okay.
We got 32 miles of road that are in poor to extremely poor condition. The budget coming up around the corner, we've got to do something to put more money in that account. I'm getting on an average of $250 from the government. We at least got to, basically, right with what I'm going to use this year, we have to put that back into the paving money.
Right, that's what it's for, yeah. Yeah.
But it hasn't been getting put back there in the past. 2 years ago, I got 60, and it went right back into.
Yeah, back into your budget to use for paving.
No.
Yeah.
Capital paving is only 180.
Any money that we get from the CHIPS money goes right back into your budget for paving. We're right back in there.
Is that?
It's gotta go in there. It's gotta. I mean, state law, it's come out of there, it's gotta go back in there. It's gotta go back in the highway budget.
Does it go back in reserve?
I don't believe so. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's been 180 in the budget paid with for before he got up. Right now, it ain't gonna cost us anything. I did the paperwork with the labor and the trucks and everything else to get that. That's basically free money for us.
Right.
That should be in that paving line item for that. We can work on that when it comes, when we start doing the budget, but.
How many miles a year do you pave?
Right now, on an average, 2.
2 miles with $200,000?
It's just under that.
How far did you pave on Lambert Road?
Just about half a mile.
That's all? And all of Bolden Road?
Calden Road.
That was 160.
How many miles is all the other towns paving here?
3, 4, 5. I think we did almost 5 in Champlain. I know they got a lot more money than we do, but.
How much did he spend?
He gets almost $200,000 out of tax money. I know they got a lot more tax money, but.
Yeah.
A lot of other towns don't even, we're the highest ones for CHIPS money.
Right. That's why we should be paving more.
Yeah, if the asphalt down or they're falling apart, there's 32 miles of road there to garbage.
Right.
Technically, if we don't do something in a few years, off the grind, we'll put them in dirt. You're gonna total a $250,000 truck.
That's why you need to pay more. You got $250,000 worth of CHIPS money to pave, and then.
Now again.
Yeah, and you pave it.
It ain't been in the budget to pave.
It only has the last couple of years. Yeah, no, there's no doubt we need to pave more. No doubt in my eye.
I know there was complaints on how much we put on the Bolden Road. The center of the road had 1.5 inches asphalt on it. Don't matter what it looks like on the outside or the inside, the center of the road had that. And it's the only way to make it last.
Yeah, I mean, any question in the, what?
Well, I've heard people whining that we're paving with 8 inches asphalt, but not. Trying to fix the road so they'll last at least 20 years or better.
Now, CHIPS money, you can't go back and pave that road for?
In 10 years, you're not supposed to.
Supposed to be a little over 10 years.
But when you do the paperwork, like Bolden Road, all three of them that we did so far this year, just mine. Within a couple of years, you gotta go back and put 1 inch or so of top on. Which will cost nothing like it has been, but it'll give them time to settle back in, create any more wheel ruts that we didn't get out. And we can cover up some of the stuff that's turned into gravel. A little quicker than, it's buying us a little bit of time is what it's doing.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt we need to pave. Without my eye. Okay, what else you got?
I got the option from, I don't know if anybody knows Joe Norris, tobacco motor, the 10-year-old motor's gone in. We were gonna take He's got one for $500 that's guaranteed.
A motor?
We can pick it up. Steve can check it.
That's for what now?
The 1085 rubber tire excavator.
The ditch digger one? Yeah, we guarantee it'll work. We'll have him check it out.
There's no... We take the other one all out of the other machine, it might not work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll still have it. It's a $4,000 motor.
Right, yeah, I'm sure it ain't cheap.
It's an industrial motor, it won't work. He bought it thinking he could put it in the pickup, and it won't work.
Yeah, he guarantees it to work.
We can pick it up, check it all out. If we're not happy, we'll take it back.
Yeah. No problem with that. You're really not losing anything. It don't work.
No, I thought it was
back to him.
But I like to let everybody know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And thank you, and that's it.
Okay. Anybody good? Okay. Thanks, Chris. Library, I don't think Art's here, is he?
I got an email, Jeff, from Art. They had a board meeting at the library. They had landscaping work done, fill work done, topsoil done. $5,000 of that was from Billy Jones' grant, which was supposed to be a matching grant. When they sold the library here, the old building, there was funds there that got put back into the general fund. I don't know if it was earmarked for the library. There was balance of that fund. But he sent me an email asking for $5,000 of that money to match the $5,000 grant that Billy Jones forwarded to the library. The excavating, the fill, removing the trees was $14,400. $5,000 was grant, $4,000 they paid, and they're looking for the other $5,000 from that money. But when the library was sold, I don't know if it was earmarked that way or not, because I wasn't on the board. I wasn't privy to that information.
Yeah, I mean,
because we have given, I think it was $5,000, almost $6,000 in asphalt that you took out of that money from the library sale. So I would make a motion, unless there's more discussion, that we do the $5,000.
Well, discussion, my discussion is, I mean, that's fine and dandy, but you know, we've been mowing the lawn in there, we do the plowing down there, you know they got to give a little bit too. You know, we got money coming out of the budget to mow, we got the budget that comes out of the budget, that's besides their $15,000 they get. I mean, I know you'd ask me about it too, but you know, we're also doing things down there that they should be doing. You know, well, then they'd have to pay for it.
Well, you know. Yeah, but he had volunteers to mow the grass and stuff as well at the library. That was 2 months ago.
I mean, yeah, there was probably a little less than $5,000 was left over after everything was paid for. But I mean, that's fine. If that's what the board wants to do, that's fine by me. But they just want to remember that we do keep putting money into there. And there's only so much to go around.
Right, so, the library budget this year to run the library was $28,000. $15,000 came from the town, $10,000 came from the school, the state.
Yeah.
And the rest of it they have to raise and get the money from donations and other ways to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
I know they got the money for the big grant that they got, but that was earmarked for certain projects within the library. It was not earmarked for landscaping.
So they got an estimate on the landscaping before? They knew how much it was going to cost?
It was $14,425. That's what we paid revenue. Well, that's what the revenue's built for the library. They paid half of it up front because they got the $5,000 from the Jones grant.
Yeah.
Did he say that was a matching grant? I thought that was just a flood out grant for $5,000.
I thought it was too.
He said matching grant.
It was matching?
Two months ago.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a matching grant. But they did get the $5,000, they got a quarter up front, they had the other three.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to give the library $5,000 to pay for the landscaping.
That would be for the driver, the drivers, need the driver.
Can I get a second? No? All right, what else you got for the library? Urban entrance?
No.
That's it? Okay. All right, dog control. Got your report?
Yeah. As far as our understanding goes, everybody that we've talked to, that we've gone to see, and we've asked them to do their license, I contact Kelly to make sure that they're doing it. We do have an incident with a dog fight, have you heard about that?
No.
That ex-driver, he had called us last week, got bit. And that ex-driver, I won't say names, but I'll do it in my report, is pursuing actions, taking it to court and stuff. We did go over and check out the home. They're in compliance with everything, and there was no trespassing sign and stuff, so.
Rabies shots are all done and everything?
Yeah. The ex-driver showed the bite. It was only a canine tooth, I guess, from what the owner said. And then ended up getting infected and so forth, so on.
Now, does the health department have to be called on that?
They already sent us the letter and everything. They're aware.
Okay.
But the dogs.
Well, that's more or less a civil suit though, isn't it?
They're bringing it, I don't know if it's, Janet thought maybe to the town.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, just so you're aware. We did go over, like I said, and we checked it all out, everything was good. They have dogs that they're gonna, like, we gave them 2 weeks. That's, you know, get them licensed, they didn't realize they needed to be licensed, but they did have all the rabies.
Okay.
So you should be seeing them in donations. So I'll keep in touch with you to make sure that they did it.
Okay, I'll let the insurance carrier know that, you know, possibly a suit coming down, but, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, like I said, I don't know what more is gonna come of it, but she's filing, so. Other than that, everything else is good?
Speaking, getting back to signage, have you, if you're going down 22, or you're going up by that little monument, the signs specifically goes to remind people about getting their dog's license, it's the law. Have you seen that sign? It's on 22. Remember where the old age home used to be?
It's in West Shaysie, there's several signs in West Shaysie.
West Shaysie, we've been down, posted those.
I don't know if we should try to, you know, put some of those around town, just to get people.
Well, I know they're, well, where, I think they, where they say they're from? Beeman Town or something? And they knew that they had to be licensed there, but didn't realize that this town also needed to be.
Of course, if you put it on Facebook, we all see it.
Yeah. That, and we put on our website too.
That was kind of.
Probably, I don't know if it's already there, but.
Give you kind of a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, everybody's been pretty good.
We can put a message on the electronic sign out here too.
Or even just maybe one sign out front here.
Yeah, and don't forget, your dog need to be licensed, it's the law.
Do you want us to start going around?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, if you see dogs, just make sure, say, you know, make sure your dog is licensed, it's the law. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, we were at the last meeting, and it shows on here that Urban cannot be the dog control officer, is that correct?
Correct.
What is the reasoning for that?
Doesn't have a high school diploma or a GED. The New York State, or the Clinton County law says that he shouldn't have one or the other.
And it doesn't, the application of having dog experience, 6 months of dog experience?
It does, we had talked about it, about him putting in another application, and maybe, he's been out around animals most of all of his life, I mean, And I talked to the lady down there, but it's like talking to that desk, you know.
Well, he was on the job.
But she says, why didn't he put it on his application? Well, if he knew he had to have it on the application, he would put it there, but, so, but yeah, our lawyer spent an hour or two over there with him also, and that's what he recommended.
Well, I don't think it's right.
I don't either.
I think everybody was doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
We got a review from someone on the Michael Wilkins at the Davidson Road, and I want to thank him.
Yeah, what are you still doing?
Well, we're still doing it.
You're still doing it.
Instead of being in his, just, I get what you're saying, but it's still, we can still say that, I mean, the phone is still.
It's more or less the checks coming in Stacy's name instead of Irving's.
It still goes in his account, though.
I wouldn't do that.
So, I mean, and then we left the number, this, you know, everything's still the same, and when people call.
I'm glad you decided to continue to do it, though, I mean, I really.
Yeah, I mean, when they call, I mean, Jeff will pick, you know, everybody thought it said it was okay, that we will just, whoever's got the phone answers it, we just do what we gotta do.
Right.
And pretty much everybody is pretty understanding, if they say it's Irving, they'll say, no, it's Stacy, it's wife, you know, whatever, and they're.
Yeah, I think it's working fine.
Yeah.
I think you guys are doing a heck of a job.
Thank you.
I really do. Okay, thank you. Beautification.
I have nothing.
I think somebody else does, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know, she's, already got some washer. A show. You folks all have copies and some folks back here, but I just have an open letter and I'd like to read it because my memory is not as good as it was 2 weeks ago. In the fall of 2016, an agreement was made between the Beautification Committee and myself to model Revolutionary War soldier to be then cast, installed, and dedicated at the site of the town cemetery. That's this cemetery right over here. That's become the essential piece of the planned Memorial Park dedicated to the memory and reverence of our soldiers and all Americans who have put themselves in harm's way at the behest or in service to their country. The project was presented to this council, well, most of this council, some of you guys are new, to be deducted from the Beautification Committee's budget, was received well and reported in the Sun-Times out of Mulmone. I know of at least one contribution of $400 that came from that article to boost the committee's bottom line and had only positive responses about the project from all their avenues. I'm tripping over my own words. Most meaningfully from entities willing to help raise money like the American Legion, Veterans Service Agency of Clinton County, and actually the offices of Champlain Telephone Company would like to see a lot of work done in the cemetery. So, with further regard to this project, word filtered back that the cemetery has been designated a historical site, a goal which some of us here desired and worked for. I know Don and Merlin and myself put some effort into that. And we're glad that we've got that. This honor could pave the way for grants and matching funds from both state and federal entities if we pursue them. Those funds would be used to improve the site of the planned Memorial Park and make it suitable for accepting the copious amounts of concrete and paving stone the monument would demand. Also, it becomes a floodplain some seasons down there, so you just can't plant stuff there and expect it to stand straight up as I thought we could initially. I must stress two personal burdens to the town. One, the model which remains in clay sits foul in my basement for over 2.5 years. Secondly, I have not taken any compensation. I want to make this clear. I haven't taken a cent from anybody. I'd like to suggest that the Memorial Park's concept be reawakened. And if so awakened, I further ask that a body be created to govern, raise funds, and moderate parks and public spaces within the town so as to make use of the tax exemption, write grant requests, and plan for current and future development. I want to commend first the town council for helping us make the lifestyle down on East Street quiet again. And I know it goes back a few years now, but the street is quiet and it's very peaceful. And I really like crossing the bridge and seeing those picnic benches down there. And of course, if we open up that road,
it'll make it a viable pathway. I'd like to see that happen too. If we turn to the pages, you guys will see the statue on the left. He's got a copy up there. You folks don't, this is the clay model. The statue on the left is the one for Moore's, and the statue on the right is being modeled. It's in the same position there. That's clay statue of the Concord statue. Same position. Our fellow at all has been, I don't know, you call it rake, because standing there, he's begun to, not decompose, but the oils in the clay have separated. It's an oil-based clay. So he needs to be maintained, and I've been doing that. Also, I think you can take those two pictures right next to each other, and I really don't see in the quality of the artwork any difference between my work and the monuments that stand in Lexington and Concord right now. I think we could have a monument on a historic site that would be mentioned all over the place. Now, this is not a cheap game. We tried to go in very low on budget when we started this because, well, there is no money at any time. So I think I've devised a plan, which is on the last page of this, that could help us out. Rather than take and keep money from the city, from the town rather, or the beautification committee, I would suggest that we look at the mobile display proposal that I make here. The prospect of putting a bronze statue here, or even if we went with concrete, first requires making a mold. So a mold has to be made. That mold is made from silicone or rubber-based materials, then covered with a hard shell, and materials are poured into it, or a wax mold is made. If we make this mold right off and cast it with foams, the folks that sell casting materials sell some fabulous foams, just like you would spray into your walls. I mean, we would put it into the statues. We'd have lightweight display pieces that would be copies of our eventual monument. And if we sent them to, say, events like even our parade here, and sat it on the corner and just asked for donations there, or when 9/11 comes along, and we're celebrating the victory on Lake Champlain, Moores can make it known that Moores was part of that. The Indians that went to join the English up there camped here in Moores in 94. We should be on that route, and they should know about it. And I think the Historical Society in Plattsburgh would welcome it, and I think the reenactors would welcome it and help us to raise funds. But most impressive, I think, was Mr. Bowman of the American Legion felt that it would be feasible to ask our legions in the region and anywhere actually we wanted to go with these statues to do some 50-50s for us. And if these statues are moved from Legion Hall to Legion Hall for a while, and even going back again, because the American Legion is big on cemeteries, we could bring income in. Now, in order to make this happen, and I personally am dedicated to this. I'd be very interested in hauling those statues to places. And I'm sure I can find some other people that might help me. Drop them off, pick them up, swipe the checks or whatever it is, you know, and bring it back to an account. I know I proposed a separate account sometime last year, but they haven't been as expeditious as I'd like. So, I mean, it's generally understood what we've got here. And I've looked up costs, and if we ask them, if the town council asks, because I get no response from our beautification committee except for the member that I know. if the town council cajoles the beautification committee and explains to them that the idea is to invest in this and that they can recoup their funds if it works. I can't guarantee that it's going to work. I think it will. But if we get the money this way, then no one lays any money out, and we have a constant stream of funds for a certain amount of time. Eventually, the world will get bored with us. But those funds can go into parks and rec, which would include this park and that park, and we can maybe scrape some of those costs down. So I hope the council appreciates what I desire here, because I know that it's like shining your shoes. You don't want to miss the you don't want to miss the backside. It's not just the toes; the whole shoe has to be shining. And if we want to look like a sparkling community, well, I think this is a real opportunity to do it. I know I spoke to you.
Okay. All right. I did check on it with the Association of Towns and then our controller, and a private project like that, because it's not a town project, it's a cemetery project, it cannot go through the town. You can set up an account with the Riverside Cemetery, you know,
okay,
committee, and set up an account with them, that's fine. But as far as going through the town, it can't go through the town.
Okay.
We're very limited in what we can do, but it can be set up. And this is all fine and dandy, but you need somebody to run this also. And, you know, to set all this up and, I think it's a good idea too, but... We need people to... Take the lead and do it.
I'll be glad to stand out and take the lead. And I know I've been speaking to Donna about this in Myrtle, and a group of us sat down, including Don's wife back there, sat in the basement of Methodist Church and put together a number of plans, and we saw them come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And they're on the road right now. And I feel that there's enough of us that would continue in that. And if it has to be a private thing, that would be good. But if we have your permission, we cannot untie ourselves from the town.
Right, right.
It's not possible, because the whole that fencing project that has yet to happen. Mm-hmm. If we raise more money, then we not only get those funds, but we can match those funds and. It can really set things at ease for making that cemetery, and it's really what I'd like to see. I'm grasping at straws here. I'd like to be compensated too, but I put myself down at last on the list. Let's get the thing done, and then you can compensate the artist. You know, $500,000 I think would be fair, and being mocked, I ask the town council to speak with the powers that be in the beautification committee and suggest to them that this would be wise. It would be a wise move. As soon as the money starts ampling in, and I'm a relatively honest person, I don't think I'd steal from it, we would get a bank account. If it works, we will start a bank account. We will find a way to make it happen. We will apply from the bridge committee, I hope, and make that bank account happen. And most people don't mind swiping their card for a few bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sit down in the mall at Christmas, sit down in the mall on the 4th of July and swipe a few times. Yeah. I believe we can get a lot of money to cover that and a lot of the cemetery and even other events.
Yeah. I mean, and I was called the other day to go over on Mill Street and look at the cemetery where the fence is against Mill Street, and there's brush and there's vines that is growing into the road.
I know.
Which needs to come out.
I have to say this too. When I was going whole hog in this and then things got dissembled, I took some pieces of gravestones home to clean up, which I did, and I now have them sitting in my carriage house, so not to worry about them, because I was cleaning brush up, but I ran into some problems, you know, when there was someone else doing brush work, and I didn't feel it was my place to interfere. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anybody wants to help out and try to get that brush untangled from the fence without having to tear the fence down, we need to get it out, because right now it's taking up part of the lane of the road. And there's only one, lane, maybe one and a half lane on that road.
If you can convince the beautification committee of my integrity, because I don't think I have, and we can get the monies to make this mold, then we will have those statues. They'll be made of hardened foam to look like bronze. And it'll be lightweight and easy to move. Kids can pick them up. And I believe I can find enough folks to help me out to collect the money, but if I can't, I will do what I can on my own.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're on the communication. Do we have a meeting soon?
Bert, what's the next one?
Soon, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I do know that I didn't get any invitations, and I requested them. I requested meetings on a number of occasions, and I know Marla will vouch for me on that. And it just hasn't happened. So if we do go about, I want to clear that it will be a separate entity. I don't want to, the beautification committee is behind this. This is their idea. They made it happen. They deserve a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to carry on, as you say, it has to be an independent group. And,
right.
And I'm
right.
Yeah. Going to really try to make everything happen. I just need a little help and convincing to get that check out there, and I'll break it down.
Okay.
You know,
if they do that under the name of the cemetery, mm-hmm. Now the town has taken the cemeteries under their wing. So that, they're kind of a branch of the town now.
We're in charge of maintaining the, like, right, the cemetery.
So anything that they would do would still be, would that be a tax exempt status?
Oh yeah. I'm guessing? Oh yeah. So the cemetery is a tax exempt entity. You know, they don't pay tax on, you know, when people buy graves, they don't pay tax on it. It's a tax exempt.
And I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but this should prove a little interesting to some folks. This tax exempt status is really something that's important to us, and that's the hardest part for us to get.
Right.
Unless you can make us part of the cemetery, and then we would be.
Well, it's going to be
grandfathered in, and that would. Cause
it's on cemetery property, so it's going to be part of the cemetery.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do with the bank wants.
Right.
You know?
So, but yeah, and in the meantime, I can work on that, and.
I appreciate it, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Assessor. You wait.
People are getting too much money for their homes.
Oh, yeah?
And they're selling.
Well, I hope so.
I know. It seems like the assessment is too low. The houses are all going for $40,000, $50,000 more.
Well, I hope so, Larry. I hope you're right.
And they're not new houses.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I know. Well, those are nice houses.
I put mine on the market last night, so.
It's a lot of new construction. It's a lot of building going on. And I get a detailed sheet from the codes enforcement officer of the house, where it is, the property name, and how much the thing is. That's all I need to go out. So next year, let's hope, nice and steady, nice and even. Now, speaking about assessments, it seems our the enrollment at the schools are going down.
Yeah.
Property taxes are going down. The school taxes are going down. It doesn't seem to be in balance. It used to be if you have less, you need less help. I'm just a poor assessor. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. That's all. But actually, it's nice to see so many nice houses going up, and so many older houses that are a little on the borderline of being dumps.
Yeah.
Are even getting fixed up. Yeah. The one down here that's illegal.
Yeah.
Fix it
yeah.
up. But that's another story.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Larry. Nobody from the youth program, a historian, nobody, fire department. Kind of got a fire department report here somewhere. Okay. What did I do with that? forget it's my office. Oh, there it is. For the month of August, they had 10 calls. We got two in the town and 8 mutual aid. So far for the year, they got 99 calls. One house fire, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 1 power line, 1 grass brush fire, 1 CO alarm, and 2 trees down, and 1 standby. That's submitted by Danny Dumas, the fire chief. Anything else, Dan?
A couple small issues with a couple trucks, but nothing out of the ordinary, and just glad to report that we had a very good Labor Day fundraiser, so the weather was great.
Went really...
Parade and dinner and food and...
Everything went well. It's a good day. Thank you. EMS, as far as I know, I'm gonna go with EMS. Court, I didn't get a report from the court yet. Code enforcement, Jason is not here.
Jeff, on the EMS, are we gonna go vote on their contract or look at their contract?
We are, yeah.
Is that something we have to do now?
No.
You got a copy of that on email?
Yep, everybody's got a copy, so they know what they're asking. We gotta look at everything and see what we come up with.
And the other thing, Jeff, on the EMS building, are we paying for the fuel and electricity?
Yes.
On that building?
Yes.
And they want a 10% increase?
Did you get a quote like you said you were gonna from Morrisonville?
Well, it's about $100,000 for 2 people full time for 40 hours a week. For their benefits, I figure it's about $100,000.
And them supplying the ambulance?
No, we wouldn't do that.
We'd have to supply the ambulance.
The only thing that really bothers me is the fact that they get paid and they raise their fees. So if you use the ambulance service as of 2020, it's gonna go up.
Right.
So that should counterbalance some of that as well. My concern is the fire department. I don't know. We don't pay for their fuel or electricity. I think we should.
Right, but that's not the way the contract runs.
I don't know. Contract.
Contract says we supply the building.
They supply
the service. Yeah.
I think we should supply it for the fire department as well. They do a very good job in the community and we need them, so. And as much as we need EMS, and we've been doing nothing but giving money to the EMS.
Yes.
Question on that. Who supplies the snow plow to plow out the EMS?
We do.
The town?
It's our building, yeah.
Okay.
We maintain it. Okay. All right.
But if you're doing one for one, you should do one for the other. I'm sorry, Jeff, but that's how I feel.
Okay, no, that's fine.
We can hold on that and that's whatever fine. You want. I might not get a second on it, but I'll tell you, it should be the way I said.
Okay. Old business. A bunch of us met with the school officials and some people from the what was that, Don? For the over at School
that
Street.
Kind of
safety, whatever it was called.
Try to figure out something to do over on School Street. And in the morning when everybody's dropping off kids at school, it's like a zoo there. You know, and so we were thinking about possibly making it a one-way street. But I don't know. They had a guy there that I guess.
Yeah. He's some kind of sort of engineer for that.
He's got a highway engineer. He's supposed to come up with a plan and get it to us, what he thinks we should do with it. I think we should have a couple of crosswalks in the road, so if people are at least in the crosswalk, they have to stop for them. Right now, there's nothing, so kids start crossing the road.
Which is gonna require us putting in a landing pad on the opposite side of the road for the crosswalk. We'd have to have at least that. Certain size it needs to be.
Yeah, certain size. So he's supposed to come up with a plan on what he thinks we should do with it. And then we'll bring it to the board and go from there.
He's looking at mostly signage and markings and things like that.
Right. But I believe that I'm right. If we do decide to make it into one way, it's got to go to the county, and then they send it to the state, and then it's all got to be approved through that. So it's quite a process, so.
Stuff they want to do is all grant money, too.
Right, right, yeah.
Basically, anything they want.
Crosswalk and stuff, yeah, it would be covered by the grant. Yeah, the signage. The only thing it didn't cover is if we had to put sidewalks in, it wouldn't cover sidewalks. So, but.
Get into those.
But, so that's where we are in that.
Did they give us a report back, that gentleman that was there?
I haven't got anything yet, no.
Oh.
No, not yet. Okay. Anything else in our old business? New business? We got a email from Gary Carden. He's interested in plowing the sidewalks in Morse Fork Inn like he's done for the last 4 years. At the same price he's done for the last 4 years. Why do you want to make a motion that we continue that service with Gary? Chris? Irving second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. And he's also interested in doing sidewalks here in the town here, and let Chris know, and Chris will be in touch with him. And he did it last year. I don't think he did the whole year, but he did it.
Most of it.
So he's interested in doing it again, which is nice to have somebody, you know, that's able to do that, come down, take the sidewalk plow. And
if nothing's changed, the only days, I think it's days, during the day, one day, he has to report to the office, but other than that,
yeah,
he
doesn't have to
go home every day, works part-time in the plow truck, works excellent.
Yeah. Okay, anything else on our new business? Okay. Public comment. Let us have it.
Give it to him, John.
Don't set me up that way. Now, I remember a couple months ago the issue on Mill Street. Now, why haven't we been able to clean up the brush on Mill Street?
I don't know. I mean, I know we had talked to Chris about it, and I don't know if he just hadn't had a chance to get at it, or. But it's not an easy fix because it's all entangled with the fence. I went and looked at it the other day, and the vines are right in. So if you start pulling that brush out, you're going to pull the fence and everything with it.
Well, are we able to cut around the fence and to alleviate?
Well, that's what's going to happen. It's going to have to be cut by hand.
Yeah.
You know, to get it out of the fence and almost pulled by hand. You know.
So does the town have a chainsaw or no?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we would be able, I mean, we're not trying to tear the fence out.
No, at least, yeah, we're trying to leave the fence if we can.
Yeah, prevent.
Yeah.
Probably. I didn't realize it was going into a lane. Is it actually going into one of the lanes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. And not only that, it's going to make it tough when you plow snow. I mean, the brush is right there, even with the road, so you got nowhere to push the snow.
So I mean, even if
it's going to have to be.
Even if there were dead branches in the fence, I would think it'd be better than having it.
Yeah.
Hanging over the roadway.
Right, right.
I mean, Emory Road got cleared out a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. 20 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably farther than what it should have.
Yeah, but
so maybe.
But yeah, we need to get over there. We need to, especially before winter, and get, you know, do something with it. It's not a real big section either. It's maybe from here to the door. That needs to be clean. The rest of it's not bad. It's just a little bit of brush.
Does the fence work safe or
not? I don't think so. But.
Well, the only thing is we got to be careful because they designate it as a historical cemetery. You start tearing a fence out of that, you know, that takes it out of the historical, and then we're kind of screwed.
The shoulder is probably 2 foot higher than.
Yeah.
I would think at the very least you just cut the branches and leave the fence for the time being. Stop part of the problem.
Right. Get it away from the road anyways. You know, even if you get it up through the fence.
I mean, it doesn't need to be a big project.
At this
point, it's just a trimming issue.
Yeah, I mean, if I had time, I'd go over my chainsaw and start cutting it too, but I got more things.
Last time I looked at it, it wasn't that bad out in the road.
Yeah, I was just over there Saturday, I think it was, I went over there. It's in the road, yeah. Mike?
I do have some familiarity with that fence, and it is actually quite expensive to replace that stuff. It goes for, the original stuff goes for $50 a linear foot. So we don't want to lose it because of its historical value, but we can take a section out.
Right, right, that's what I'm thinking.
And roll it up and maybe rust it and paint it.
Put it back in.
And put it back.
Right, right, you just don't want to rip it and bust it all and, you know, crumble it all up.
Well, no, it won't, it's the bottom teeth are gone on most of them because they stand in the snow all winter. But the rest of it is usually salvageable and repairable.
And most of it is laying down, partially laying down too.
Well, I'll take a look at it. But I would suggest.
Yeah, I just don't.
New pipe over the top, taking that section out. Nobody's going to miss it, and mm-hmm. putting that pressure line and putting it back.
Right.
Repaint it.
Yeah.
For a stolen.
Well, get it cleaned out for now, anyways, and then yeah. Okay, Steve.
What's going on with the Garen Road?
Jason was over there the other day, and he was giving her a citation for all the vehicles in there. Actually, he told me that like seven of them are licensed, six or seven of them are licensed for the road. I said, yeah, but can she drive them on the road? The next question, because there's so much crap inside of them.
How can you go on the road when they're in mud, you know. Mud?
But Jason, he was over there, he told me he was over the other day after, and he gave her, I don't know what he said, a week or what to do something with them. She supposedly one or two are sold and this and that, so but he's working on it. I discussed it with him yesterday. Yeah, and then he's working on the guy up above there by Beeline too. He's getting almost as bad as this one.
That's getting bad up there too.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then he's also working with this one down here that's trying to reopen the Jeanette house. It's been condemned, but she has to get a engineer to come in and look the house over and make sure it's fine. Then she needs to have an electrician, a certified electrician, come in and check that out. So she's got an uphill battle. Apparently, she bought the place from what she told me. So, but he's working on it. Anything else? No. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close. Chris?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Take care. Thank you, everybody.